Hey, before we talk about the big thing happening in Delaware starting next month with your touring company, talk about the Brown Box Theater Project. What is it?
Brown Box Theater Project was founded just over 10 years ago with the goal of breaking down barriers that separate audiences from live professional performing arts. And the model is really to tour, to bring everything with us, sets, lights, costumes, sound, props, everything that you would need to have a fully realized production, take it into a neighborhood, set up, perform, break down, and then go to the next community. And the real goal is to bring everything we need to venues that may or may not have any theatrical infrastructure at all, so that the community can not have to have the geographic or financial barriers that separate folks from being able to see the type of work that we do. So having been born and raised on Delmarva, I was aware of, at the time, just a bit of a void, really, for theatrical performing arts and professional theater. And while that has definitely changed over the years, we have been really at the forefront of being able to bring live, professional, and affordable theater into communities all over Delmarva.
Now, do you bring this touring company into communities that are lower income or might not just have access to larger theaters?
The goal is actually for both. Really, it's to both bring it in and make it local, so that that cost that would you incur to travel to a larger community that or a larger city that might have professional performing arts, or if even just the ticket price itself is the barrier. We are trying to eliminate all of those so that people can see more theater and see a diverse array of theater. We are not limited. While the show we're excited to be bringing next month is Shakespeare, we do everything from new works to musicals and then our annual Shakespeare tour. And the goal is to really show folks what theater as a medium has to offer. And so with that in mind, it's about really showing a diverse array of stories to a diverse array of people from a variety of backgrounds. And again, whether it's because there's a low-income community or whether there is just a desire and a void of the type of work that we do, we are there to fill that void.
How did the Brown Box Theater Project get its name?
The name was born out of this idea of pack it up in a brown box and take it where it's needed. I think part of the goal has always been for our tenure to just travel and to go to as many places as possible so that more people can see our work and so that more people can have access to theater. And access is really the name of the game. And while we don't pack things up in brown boxes anymore, everything is really compact and fits into a truck and trailer and we arrive, but we then are able to expand all of that into a scenic, a whole design and theatrical landscape that is usually 18 to 20 feet in the air, has full lights, costumes, and a set that is quite spectacular. And again, we're able to bring that into these venues that on one day might just be a flat patch of grass, or the next day, and then the next day we're there, and there's a beautiful Italian scene, garden, which is what our show will encompass this year.
I want to remind everybody we're talking to the executive artistic director and co-founder of the Brown Box Theater Project. It's a Boston-based outdoor touring Shakespeare company. You guys recently announced your 10th year of free Shakespeare performances with the troupe's largest tour ever after a huge postponement in 2020 because of COVID, of course. Before we talk about that tour, what is your background, Kyler?
I was born and raised in Ocean City in Berlin, Maryland, and have really had this wonderful joint venture of my family of having both this business acumen of restaurants that are throughout Ocean City. And then on the other side with my mother was a touring musician. And so I was raised to really appreciate both business and the arts and culture, and went to school at Emerson College to study directing and acting. After really having this opportunity with my family to go and have access to theater. And I was fortunate enough to have that access and really wanted to bring that back to my hometown and the surrounding area. So I have been working with Brown Box for the past 11 years. And after going to Emerson, after studying this work, traveling and working with other companies, founded Brown Box really under this premise of taking theater back to my hometown, and have been really thrilled to be able to do that and expand the communities that we reach throughout these last 11 years.
All right, so Brown Box is returning this year with an extended U.S. tour featuring the comedy, Shakespeare's comedy, Much Ado About Nothing. You're coming everywhere across the Delmarva Peninsula from September 2nd to 26th. We want to focus, though, on your Delaware shows. Talk to me, for people who do not know, Much Ado About Nothing, what is it?
Much Ado About Nothing is one of Shakespeare's most renowned comedies, with some of his most pivotal comedic lovers, with Beatrice and Benedict. But this story is really about a group of soldiers who, upon their return from war, are reminded that love and life are really not so black and white. You know, there's trickery, jealousy, deceit. There's a masquerade inside the play. And each of this all challenges Benedict and Beatrice and their scorn for love and each other, but then really is about their story of trying to see if there's a way to come together. And through witty banter and deception, this comedy really debates the preconceived notion of how to love and the value of trust.
Now, why does it sound so fascinating when you describe it? And yet, when my 11th grade English teacher was trying to talk to me about Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, I was just going, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, well, I, with no offense to your teacher, I think that the main part about Shakespeare is that it is meant to be heard and to be seen. It is really not meant to be read. And so for all of those who, like you, had those moments in school, who had an academic on-the-page experience with Shakespeare's text, I highly recommend coming out and still seeing this production. What we are able to do and what the joy of it actually being a piece of live theater right there in front of you. There is physical comedy. There is there's a way that it is said and a way that your ear can hear this text that makes it really accessible to anyone. And that is something that Brown Box, knowing that we are going to communities that do not necessarily have Shakespeare in their repertoire of experiences every day or very often, we pride ourselves on being able to make this accessible in that way as well, making it so that something that might feel like a foreign language or something that you may have had a bad experience with in school is actually a really lovely evening of theater out in the community under the stars and is a really wonderful and spectacular time.
All right, before we tell my listeners where you guys are coming in Delaware during the month of September, talk about the performers a little bit. How many performers? Is it different groups of troops, or is it the same set of performers going everywhere?
So we have 10 actors who are all professional performers who will be touring with us to every venue that we go to. And we really are like that touring troupe of actors back in the medieval ages in that regard, that pack it all up, travel to the next place, and set it up. So we all wear multiple hats. The actors, the technicians, even myself, are setting up the set and the lights, performing and being involved in the actual performance itself, and then breaking it down and leaving. So it is there is a casting crew of 15 professional theater artists who travel to each community, and really the joy of Brown Box is that we operate a little bit more like a band would, in that we arrive on the day and we set up, we perform, we break down, and we depart. And that allows for us to be able to go to a lot more communities. It allows us to not put as much of a burden on the communities that we are serving, which always allows them to, again, to break down that barrier for communities and venues that might be interested in hosting us.
Are any of the actors local to Delaware, Maryland, Virginia? Would we know any of them?
So these are all early career artists, mostly, and they are within the first 5 to 10 years of their professional career. So there's no celebrities to be named at this time, but we do have a Virginia artist, as well as myself being local, born and raised in Maryland. But we are, and then anyone who has seen a Brown Box production in the past, there are a number of actors who you've seen in other roles. So we do have a lot of artists who really appreciate and love the type of work that we do and love the communities that we visit and come back to be able to be a part of the cast to continue those this tour on a yearly basis.
All right, Kyler, let's talk about where some of the performances will be happening. I believe the first one is September 2nd. Where's it going to be?
We will, on the 2nd for our Delmarva opening, be at Freeman Stage. That performance does begin at 7 p.m., while most of the rest do start at 7:30.
Gotcha.
Our next one on the 10th in Seaford will be at Seaford's J Nest, and then the 11th will be in Wilmington at Rockford Park, Lewis Public Library on the 12th, and then Holt's Landing State Park on the 15th. Our Dover performance at the Green, at the First State Heritage Park, will be at 7 o'clock as well.
And all the live performances are free, right? And they're all outdoors, and they're open to all kinds of people.
Correct. We are always welcoming as many folks as possible. It's a bring-your-own-chair event. You come, you arrive between 7 and 7:30. The show will start at 7:30, except for the two previously mentioned. And you set up, you enjoy the night. It is outdoors, free to the public, and we're trying to keep it as safe and enjoyable as possible for everyone in these difficult times.
Kyler, anything else about the Brown Box Theater Project? This is my first time hearing about this. Anything else you want to tell my listeners about?
I think just that these venues that we go to in Delaware are some of the most stunning places in the state, and they are some really wonderful communities, and we hope that both the folks local and in the surrounding areas will come visit these spaces. It's a really exciting, unique activation of these spaces, and something that we really hope to bring as many folks together as possible. Theater is really meant to be about community and joint communal experience. And after a year where we were all alone and separated, I think this is a safe and very enjoyable way to have a lovely escape a little bit from some of the challenges we're all facing, and come together with the community and have a really wonderful time and a good laugh.
Yeah, how was it for you guys last year during COVID, during the height of the pandemic?
It was definitely one of the more challenging years in our experience, obviously, as a relying on bringing people together into closed spaces, whether it's indoor or out. We were without programming for the entire year, and have canceled or postponed most of our programming for about 18 months. So we were working really hard during that time to make sure that we could be back as soon as possible, so that we could be at the forefront of theater's return as soon as it was allowed. And we also focused a lot on making sure that our protocols and systems were safe and equitable and inclusive, and that we could continue to reach out to as many, a broader, more diverse array of folks to come see our work when we were allowed to be back out into the public.
All right, website address for people to get more information.
You can head to Brown Box Theater, theatre.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and sign up for our mailing list to hear all about upcoming shows and details and specifics about these. The website gives all dates, locations, times, etc., and we hope that we'll see everyone there.